Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Free from All Fears. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
He said, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. For you have not received the spirit of bondage. Now, did you get the connection? As many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. For, you see the connection? Very next word, for you have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear. But you've received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit Himself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. We haven't received the spirit of bondage again to fear. The fear of man does what? What's a snare? Trap. If you're in a trap, are you in bondage? You're locked in, right? You're attached. You can't get away. The fear of what? Fear of man. Now, this is not fear of disease or fear of devils or fear of dying physically per se, but it's fear of what? Fear of man, and it always brings bondage. It brings snares. It brings a trap. We talked about 2 Timothy 1:7, I believe it is. He said, the Lord didn't give us the spirit of fear, right? But the spirit of what? Power, love, and a sound mind. But He didn't give us the spirit. Did you hear that? Spirit of fear. So fear is not just an imaginary something or not just a mental something. It's a spirit. Right? Well, what if you're led by fear? Then you're being led by a spirit that is not the Spirit of God. Do you see that? But you're being led. Friend, this is one of the most subtle and one of the most dangerous things in life, is that people are making decisions based on all kind of things, not even trying to be led by the Holy Spirit. Not even checking. Do you understand that in everything in your life, from the time you open your eyes in the morning to the time you lay your head back down, you should be checking your heart. Right? Which way is the Lord leading me to go? That's the number one thing in everything that's going on. So many times when people have come to me and wanted to talk about this or that, I'll ask them before they go very far. I'll say, what did the Lord direct you? And they look at you sometimes like you slapped them, like, huh? Well, I don't know, you know. Somebody talking about a move. They're talking about moving from one place to the other. And they say, well, you know, the kids have got to have this, and I don't know about the school system, and I don't know about my job, and I just know, should I go or should I not go? And they look shocked when I say, none of that matters. None of that is the issue. Well, yeah, I got to have a place for the kids, and I got to have, and the house. No, that's not how you make a decision. Did you hear me? Well, there'll be a pay cut or there's a pay raise. If you make the decision based on more or less money, what's leading you? Money. You're being led by money. If you're being led by money, are you being led by the Spirit of God? No. Well, what about if you're being led by fear? Oh, I'm afraid if I go over there, this will happen. So you don't go. Well, then you're led by fear. Are you being led by the Spirit of God when you're led by fear? And fear is a spirit. So you're being led by a spirit, but not the Spirit of God. And do people make decisions and do things based on fear of people? Every day and night, it's a sad reality that most people are moved in making decisions on many, many things based on fear. What they do and what they don't do, where they go and where they don't go, what they're involved in and what they're not involved in, it boils down to, well, when you ask people, why'd you do it? Well, I was afraid that. How many have ever heard that? I was afraid that this would happen, or I was afraid that this wouldn't happen. How many have heard that? I mean, it's an integral part of their regular conversation. Afraid of this, afraid of that, afraid this might not, afraid they might think, what would they say, what if they do, what if they don't? None of that is being led by the Lord. And here's the thing. If you're led by the Spirit of God, you're going to be led out of trouble. Yes. If you'll follow the Holy Ghost, He'll lead you right out of debt and right out of lack into plenty. Will He? Yes. How many believe if you learn how to follow the Holy Spirit, He'll lead you right out of sickness, yes, right out of weakness. Yes. He'll lead you right out of marriage trouble, yes, into victory. Yes. He'll lead you out of defeat. But what if you follow the spirit of fear? Where's the spirit of fear leading you? Into bondage. Right? The spirit of fear will lead you into bondage. How many times people are, they were afraid to go do the job, so they had to find them some liquid courage. Right? Or they had to take some drugs. I want you to begin to see such a huge fabric of this in all of society, so people begin to drink because they don't feel secure and confident enough. They got to have something to push them up. Why? Because they're afraid of people.
That's right.
Next thing you know, they're an alcoholic. In bondage. Drug addict. In bondage. But what put them there? Not just the drug. The fear. What will people say? So they don't talk. A relationship could be worked out with just one word. Just go to them and say, hey, I did this. I'm sorry. This is the way it really is. But people are afraid of how they might react or how they might say. People lie. Out of fear. I've had people look at me and say, well, I just don't think they can handle the truth. I'm afraid if I tell them, they're just going to go ballistic, and I'm afraid. Well, did the Lord tell you that you had an option of telling the truth?
No.
But see, because of fear, people lie, and then they got to tell five more lies to cover the first one they told, and it just never ends. Did you hear me? Do you see what I'm saying? I'm just giving you spot examples of fear, 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 fear. And I'm not talking about unsaved people. I'm talking about Christian people. Fear. Because when you are led by fear, you are led by the spirit of the enemy. And that spirit of fear will lead you into destruction and lead you into bondage. We studied earlier in the book of Job where he said, the thing that I dreaded has happened to me. The thing that I greatly feared has come on me. He was yielding to fear and he was following fear, and with it, fear brought him right into destruction. Listen to this. Let me read you another translation of Proverbs 29. Look there at your Bible again. Proverbs 29:25. The fear of man brings a snare, but whoever puts his trust in the Lord will be safe. Listen to these other translations. Fearing people is a dangerous trap, the New Living says. But to trust the Lord means safety. Fearing people is what? A dangerous trap. What will they think? There's something more important than what they think. It's what God knows. How many know that? What will people think? Has that ever crossed your mind? That wasn't a good enough response. There's a lot of people looking like. From the time you were old enough to even understand anything and you're going to school, kids become obsessed with what the other kids are going to think about my jeans, my little shirt, right? My haircut. And we like to think that we've all grown up and got out beyond that. But It's not so. People are still gripped with all kind of faith. Do you understand? There's all kind of people that's not in this building this morning that ought to be.
Yes, sir.
But you know why they're not here? What will they think? Right? Have you ever heard of somebody not going to a service because of the way they were dressed?
Yes.
Now let's just stop right here. Let's say you're out on vacation. You got your shorts and your t-shirt on. You're having fun in Branson. And you drive by Faith Life Church. And the Holy Ghost deals with you. Go in there. But you go, oh, I can't. Got my shorts on and my t-shirt and my flip-flops. I can't go. So you don't go. What did you do? You ignored and rejected the Lord's leading. Just like you had an option. Did you hear me? You're telling him, well, Lord, no. I know better. I know you want me to go in there, and there's probably some reason why you want me to go in there that I don't know, but I'm going to make the call on this. And I'm going to follow the spirit of fear instead of you, because I'm afraid of what somebody might say or think. Do you understand what I'm talking about? Now, how many times people are led by fear? And friend, that's why there is destruction. That's why there is loss. That's why there is separation. That's why there is bondage. But I'm so glad you can seek the Lord and He'll hear you and deliver you from all your fears, including all the fear of man.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Fear of Man, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615, or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R803F. That's R803F. And the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today. And be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God, God who gives me the victory through my Lord Jesus Christ.
Keith and Phyllis Moore and the congregation of Faith Life Church will be welcoming Jesse Duplantis on Sunday, June 26th. Join us as Brother Jesse shares a mix of strong biblical preaching and hilarious life lessons. Service starts at 10 a.m. and childcare will be provided. For more information, please visit our website, flcbranson.org, or call 417-334-9233.